Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Skip Pitlock. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to third. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pitlock. Yount moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts towards the mound. Slayton juggles the ball. That's an error on Slayton. Sharp scores. Hermann moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to home to get Hermann. Dent moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dent strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharp. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Briggs moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rich Gossage now pitching. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Darren Johnson. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Briggs scores. Scott moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Coluccio moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Coluccio moves to third. May moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Yount reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coluccio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball towards left. May catches it. Moore tags up. Here's the throw to Dent, who relays to Melton, who tags Moore for the double play. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp moves to second. Lee Richard pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Tony Muser pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharp scores. Richard moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Kevin Coble now pitching. Ron Santo pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Muser moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Lee Richard now playing shortstop. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-4 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Rodriguez and Henderson is out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.